Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Aloha and good morning from Cocoa Beach, Florida. It's a beautiful Christmas season. I'm not sure what time of the year you're watching this, but just a beautiful Christmas season here in beautiful Cocoa Beach, Florida. My trip to go home to Hawaii has been delayed by a couple of months, trying to get some episodes ready for the next season of Long Ride Home. But beautiful, cool morning. Yesterday it was 85 degrees. Today I think the high is going to be like 65 degrees. So it's different kind of weather here in Florida. Starting to feel a little bit like Christmas. In about a week, we have the Surfing Santas. Maybe you've seen us on television every year. It's on most of the networks where we paddle out here. Over 1,000 of us paddle out to surf all wearing Santa Claus outfits. So, and it's always cold and blustery and bad and kind of rock and roll type surf conditions. So it looks very much like Surfing Santa weather. I want to let you guys know, I want to ask you guys, please share these videos. When people are really prolific about sharing, a lot more people get to watch it. Hey, Alan, good to see you. Have you guys made your move yet? Are you starting to, I think it's Thursday you are going to head up to Georgia. It's good to see you. Say aloha to your beautiful wife. It was great having you on the cruise retreat. We're looking at scheduling the next event here in the next week or so. We'll figure it all out. But welcome everybody. You'll see when I give you the title of the show, it'll say Ocean Sunrise Catechism pound 69, for example, today. That isn't the number of the episode. That's the paragraph in the catechism that we're reading from. And I'm basically giving you the first few words of that day's thing. Hey Theo, hey Ted, say hi to Theo for us. God has revealed himself to man by gradually communicating his own mystery in deeds and in words. So God gradually has been showing us who he is. It's like the light is so bright that your eyes have to gradually get adjusted to the glory of God. So he has this kind of pedagogy, this journey that he's bringing us through to get to know him in terms of the whole history of mankind as he's gradually revealed himself and also in our personal life. It's hard to hear me. All I can say is, if that's true with Alan, Alan, let me know. I've got a special microphone here that tries to make it easier for you to hear me, but also deaden the sound of the ocean. So if anyone else is having trouble, let me know, okay? I've turned up the volume here as high as I can. Tony, how is the quality of the sound this morning? Can you let me know? Give me a sound check. Hey, Sean, good to see you. So we got people from Croatia. Sean is in the Philippines. So we've got people from all over tuning in today. So make sure you share with your friends there. Press the share button right now while we're on so they can watch us live. So we're talking about how God has taken all of mankind through a personal journey. Karen, thank you so much for your generous donation we received from you. And thank you for that, just a beautiful gift. Believe me, we desperately are in need of donations, and it's already going to work, so thank you for that. Hey, Pat Chervak, good to see you. All the men of the Man Cave, good to see all of you. We have a Man Cave meetup Thursday at 7:30. So, beyond the witness to himself that God gives in created things, he manifested himself to our first parents, spoke to them, and after the fall, promised them salvation and offered them his covenant. So from the very beginning, God has sought out intimacy with man. Remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves from God. it was God searching for them. The question, when God came into the garden, he asked the question, Adam, where are you? Remember, Satan tempted Adam and Eve by asking questions that would make them doubt God. And then God asked a question, Adam, where are you? I think it's interesting that he didn't say Adam and Eve. He said, Adam, where are you? God coming to search them out. But remember, when he confronted Adam and Eve, Adam blamed Eve for tempting him. And not only did he blame Eve, he said, the woman that you gave me tempted me. So he blamed God for his fall. But Adam, actually, as the head of the domestic church, should have been there by Eve's side and defended her against Satan. So although we see Eve as the one who took the first bite of the apple, Adam blew it. Adam wasn't there to defend her. So, but from the very beginning, God has searched out relationship with man. Even after the fall, he extends the mercy. But remember, there is a time of judgment. Jesus said, I won't judge you, but the words that I have spoken will judge you. God has revealed himself to us. Will we say yes to him? I'm telling you, at this point, it's so difficult. Last night, Cindy and I were watching kind of a cool Netflix show that we thought would be really interesting. And it was like, wow, we found a cool show. And towards halfway through the show, you see two men kissing. And it's you see this again and again. So many of the holiday shows now, there's always a LGBTQ sort of what they call inclusivity into the show that I just think, gosh, poor children watching this. It's almost like we need to terminate our Netflix account. I know now they show a gay Jesus. So there's a great movement right now among Christians just to turn off Netflix. We need to communicate. It's just, you're just seeing the world every day more and more confusion. That's why we need to make our voices heard. Well, you need to share things like the Catholic Catechism, the Catholic teaching, the Catholic Church has reason and faith. So yeah, so it's tomorrow, right? So Alan, I think tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, so you're heading up to Georgia for Christmas. It sounds like a Hallmark show. It sounds like a Christmas story. So beyond the witness to himself that God gives in created things, he manifested himself to our first parents, spoke to them, and after the fall promised them salvation and offered them his covenant. God made an everlasting covenant with Noah and with all living beings. It will remain in force as long as the world lasts. Hey, Mark Cobb, we got to have breakfast real soon, okay? Before things get too busy. Mark joined us on the cruise as well, the retreat. God made an everlasting covenant with Noah and with all living beings. It will remain in force as long as the world lasts. God chose Abraham and made a covenant with him and his descendants. So we're seeing this pedagogy through history as God has moved closer and closer and calling a people to himself. By the covenant, God formed his people and revealed his law to them through Moses. Through the prophets, he prepared them to accept the salvation destined for all humanity. God has also revealed himself fully by sending his own Son, in whom he has established his covenant forever. The Son is his Father's definitive word, so there will be no further revelation after him. I mean, in the New Testament we see, and even nowadays we see, words of the Lord coming forth. We saw it in Paul exhorting the different Christians in the churches, the prophets that were there, and there are modern day mystics and prophets. I mean, look at Pope Leo the Great and his shocking revelation that he received about this century of coming darkness that we just survived, and of course it seems to be getting darker. But the key thing is, with the Marian apparitions and other things like this, is that they don't add to or change any of the revelation that Jesus Christ has already given us. They just kind of focus us on where we are today and how we need to respond to today's situation. So now we're in Article 2, the transmission of divine revelation. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, that is Jesus Christ, because
truth is a person. Does that mean everyone's going to be saved? No, because the price you pay for love is you have to give people the ability to love you or reject you. As Jesus said, if you're unfaithful, I am always faithful. In other words, he's always going to be moving in love and mercy and trying to draw you towards him. But if ultimately, he said, if you deny me, I must deny you, for I cannot deny myself. If you deny Jesus, and by denying Jesus, we have to think of it this way. So many people have this kind of soft, sweet, hazy view of who Jesus is. It's not really Jesus. It's another Jesus. They think that if Jesus was here today, he would show up at Starbucks and have poetry readings, and his favorite poem would be, "Why Can't We All Get Along?" No, his name is Truth. We just said that here. Jesus is the ultimate revelation, and he is truth. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So if you want to get in some sort of hazy sort of spirituality, people say, "I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual." I really feel bad for them. You need to come to a point of truth. And they really say, what's true for you is good. What's true for me is good. And you hear people say it on the news. So what is your truth? As if truth is something we can bend and mold and make it the way we want it to be. Jesus is truth. I am the way, the life. I am the truth, the life, the way. So truth is actually a person. And you can't bend, fold, and mutilate Jesus. Jesus is who he is. He's the God of the universe. The clay doesn't say to the potter, "Why have you made me thus?" The potter forms the clay. Christ must be proclaimed to all nations and individuals so that this revelation may reach to the ends of the earth. And it has, and it is. People like Mark Cobb and his friend Grant going out and sharing the gospel. People like Tony in Croatia. People like Sean in the Philippines. Each of us being evangelists for the Lord all over the world. The Eucharist today is celebrated everywhere the sun is shining. The Eucharist is being celebrated. At every moment of the clock, the Eucharist is being celebrated. As it said in the Old Testament, from the east, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, our Lord's name will forever be praised. The Mass is being celebrated constantly in communion with the saints in heaven. God graciously arranged that the things he had... Excuse me. Once revealed for the salvation of all people should remain in their entirety throughout the ages and be transmitted to all generations. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll stop there today. Let you enjoy kind of the cold Cocoa Beach sunrise for a minute while I sip a bit of this on my cold coffee. So crazy. There's this one surfer that lives, I believe, in the building, a couple buildings down from us. And he's a new surfer, and he goes out in every situation, every condition, which I always used to say, I always paddle out no matter what. But now I'm a little bit spoiled when it's kind of victory at sea type surf. I'm really not interested in going out, but he's paddling out again. So it's good to see kind of his faithfulness in that regards. Love you guys. Mele Kaliki Maka. Merry Christmas to everyone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is in charge. Jesus is in charge. Coraggio. Courage. In the world there will be tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. It's his promise. Good morning, Dan. We just are going away. We're sorry we missed you. Say aloha to your bride, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.